T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The world-famous John Heyman Report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice, air, and PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Mr. John Heyman.
John, how are you? It's good to be John Heyman.
I'm good. How are you guys
doing? Terrible. After the Mets.
What happened?
Brutal Met loss last night.
Man, and it's one game. It's a long season.
I don't want to hear about one game. You know what? It's the same old nonsense. I got to see Jake DeGrom pitch a phenomenal baseball game again. Again, okay? 33 and a third innings, one run that he's given up. And I got to watch the garbage in the bullpen, namely Familia, blow it. Oh, and oh, by the way, the team, of course, never scores runs. But here's what gets me aggravated last night. I mentioned this. You know, before the season, Mickey Callaway came out and said, you know what, I'm not marrying myself to any one closer. I'm not doing that. You know, I'm going to be different. I'm going to, you know, we're going to have a feel. I'm going to maybe go with different guys to close the game out. Okay, so last night, here comes Martin Prado, 3-for-6 lifetime against Familia. By the way, now he's 4-for-7. And then after that, Dietrich, who was 5-for-10 against Familia. Oh, by the way, he's now 6-for-11. So you got two guys coming up in the inning. I know Prado pinch hit, but you knew he was going to do that. Two guys in the inning that destroy Jeru's Familia, but oh, I'm going to put him in there anyway because he's my closer. Does that make sense to you, John?
Well, when you put it that way, no, not really.
Okay, thank you, John.
They all say that they're going to mix and match and whatever, and then they're all happy to have one guy if they can find one. And he found one. I would agree with you though. It's a fairly small sample size, but I don't think Familia is Mariano Rivera.
No.
That he has to be in there in every game. If you've got some bad matchups, use somebody else. I would say you are correct. And Callaway. He's a rookie manager, like a lot of these guys who had very little experience. He's fantastic in the clubhouse, fantastic personally, publicly, and, you know, he's got some work to do in terms of the strategy.
He promised to drain the swamp, and all he did was make the swamp worse.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Getting murkier.
And we rip Familia because he's been completely unreliable after he got off to a great start in his first postseason in 2015, where I actually did think for a second he could be a shell of Mariano Rivera. But the bigger problem is the fact they played a three-game series against the tanking Marlins, against the immortal Dan Straley, against the immortal Caleb Smith, against the immortal Elias Hernandez. And they scored 4 runs in a 3-game series against the Marlins. John, on a level from 1 to 10, how pathetic is that?
Well, you know, again, when you put it that way, I'm going to give it a 7. I will say this about the Marlins. Yes, from a front
it's got to be at least annoying, John. I mean,
yes,
come on. They scored 4 runs against the Marlins.
I mean, really, John?
Well, people go, I mean, would you rather be the Diamondbacks at this point? I mean, that's
yes,
really a problem.
Because they're in a division that I think is more winnable than this one at this point, believe it or not.
Yeah, maybe. These divisions should be pretty comparable. I think Arizona and Colorado should be as good as Philly and Atlanta, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Right now they're not.
We'll see.
And right now the Dodgers, as you predicted, are no great team. So we will see. I don't think that division ultimately is worse than the East, but we will see about that. I'm sorry, guys. I know that was a rough one last night.
But yeah, it was another day. But, I mean, how many times do I have to see? You know, we got this great pitcher here in Jake DeGrom. Okay, John?
He is great.
No, he's great.
But guys only throw 7 innings now. There's only like 2 or 3 guys who throw more than 7 innings.
Forget that. We got this great pitcher in Jake DeGrom. Okay? The guy's got a 1.54 ERA.
Agreed.
Do you realize this? He's given up 1 run in his last 33 and a third innings. Since he's came into baseball, right, he has left. There's been 21 times where he has left the game. 21. Where he's left the game with the lead and the bullpen has blown a game for him. 21 times, including last night was number 21.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And this too, as good as he is, 1.54 ERA, the Mets record this year in games he started is 5-5. Are you kidding me? How's that possible?
That's not good.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's their ace. I agree. I mean, for all we talk about Syndergaard, who's
very good. It's DeGrom.
Jake is their ace.
Yes.
No, he's been their ace for 3 years. It just took a while for people to admit it.
No, it's not even debatable.
Well, the other guy has the, you know.
The other guy's good. The other guy's good. This guy
really
is better.
Good.
This guy's better.
I agree. He's fantastic. They had a stat up on the game last night, something like the first 116 starts.
Yeah.
52 games, something like that.
Of two runs or less. Right, which is the best in baseball history.
Right, it was more than
anybody.
Slightly more than Kershaw and Doc and Johan and
everybody.
Fantastic.
Since 1908, the year I was born. I mean, come on.
I mean, they should lock him up. That's another thing with that. I don't know why they don't try to lock him up.
Yes, they should.
Lock him up.
I like that. Lock him up.
I like that shit.
Yeah, they should lock him up.
Lock him up.
But you know what I mean. Lock him up to a long-term deal.
We're having a lot of fun with the innuendo. So
we really are. We're getting a lot of it. Yeah.
I'm liking the political jokes.
You like that?
That's right.
I'm staying out of it. But you're
next thing I know, I'll have a late-night TV show.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can't.
You guys are better than some of the ones I see.
Well, you may never know.
John, on the other side, the Yankees had a collapse of their own. It was a very, as Joe pointed out, well said, a very different kind of collapse. They scored plenty of runs, and when you've got a 4-run lead and a 5-run lead, you expect to win. But let me go to CeCe, because in Sabathia's last 3 starts, he's been mediocre to bad. The 4-inning, 4-run game against the Red Sox, the game against the Royals where he had control issues and he was not helped out by Gleyber Torres' error, get it, and then obviously yesterday in which he couldn't get through the 5th inning. Any concern over Sabathia based on now 3 mediocre to bad starts?
No. He is what he is at this point. He's a number 4 starter. He used to be an ace. He's a borderline Hall of Famer. May get in someday. He's been very good in the clutch, very good when it counts. And with that offense, he's not going to go 5-5 in his starts like poor Jake has gone. So I'm not concerned. I think he's a good man for the rotation. The Yankees will need a starter. And they'll go out and try to find one. Not many out there, but I think Sabathia is what you expected him to be. So not a concern for me.
Actually, you know what their record is in CC starts? Do you want to know the answer? 4-5.
Is that really? Well, I'm surprised.
You know, he's not their ace. So.
Well, he also doesn't go deep into games. He has only recorded an out in the 6th inning or later twice or 3 times. Like he's really between a 5-6 inning pitcher at this point.
Yeah, most of them are. I mean, the DeGrom is a luxury. That's the game today, and with
Severino
the bullpen
is a luxury,
and with the hitting, they should do better than 4-5 with him. But he's an average starting pitcher at this point.
We're talking to John Heyman. How about David Robertson? It's kind of gone underreported at the Yankee bullpen, which, again, I still look at as a strength of this team.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been great. And David Robertson's been one of them from the smoke grand slam earlier this season, where I think Boone got more criticism than David Robertson actually did to last night.
I agree. Well, Boone deserves – I mean, I think Boone has been good, obviously. But, you know, these managers are all inexperienced. That was not a good move, I thought. I thought that was a mistake. So I think Boone deserved more criticism than Robertson. Robertson will be fine, but you're right. The bullpen has not been great. Betances obviously has his issues, and Robertson's had a few bad moments. I think Chapman's been pretty good, though.
Chapman's been their best reliever, yes.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Even when he wasn't throwing 100, he had that slider working. Now he's throwing 100 again.
We have an idea. We have an idea, John. We'd like to run by you.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so the Yankees.
Is this the big trade we're making again?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see John's opinion. Because Ernie wanted to kill us.
John's going
to
laugh.
All right. Ernie wants to kill you?
Yeah. He hated it so much. He wanted to hang up on us. He wanted us to become a caller that he can hang up on.
Okay.
All right, you ready? It's the Yankees?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm writing it down.
Could use another bullpen arm. J-Riz Familia for Clint Frazier.
Bang! He didn't start laughing yet.
Wow.
Familia for Frazier.
Yeah.
You laughing yet?
Where are you?
The Yankees wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding.
Yeah.
For anyone listening, we are joking mostly. We
it's
wishful thinking is what it is.
What was that?
The Mets need to improve their bullpen, right?
You know what they need to do if things don't turn around? They need to get younger, and they need position players. That's what they need.
And more athletic. Well, they just signed Bautista, Joey Bathurst.
There you go. Thanks. speaking of Yuma, huh?
And you know what else, John? Keep it in mind. Rafael Palmeiro at 53 at a home run in the Independent League the other day. Keep that in mind.
Do they test in the Independent League?
No.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Sorry.
You think he's using steroids?
Who's this? I'm missing this now.
Rafael Palmeiro.
Maybe he is.
Maybe.
He's 52, right?
53, I think.
53.
Amazing. incredible. I'm a little older than I can barely get out of bed.
You know, you're laughing at Batista being there, but you know what? The way Jay Bruce is hitting, I play
right.
Batista.
Jose,
can it be any worse?
Reyes isn't doing that.
Well,
great.
Reyes is done. I mean, but Reyes is a 25th man on a team. Jay Bruce is a guy. I need production from Jay Bruce. He's done nothing this year.
They needed a right-handed hitter. They don't mind a guy. He does have versatility, even though he's obviously old and slow at this point.
Right.
He can
like
play
me.
A little third. He can play a little.
I'm old and slow.
He can play a little corner outfield. So and it's minimum salary. So you know the Mets kind of like that minimum.
Yeah.
Salary.
No. Thanks again, John.
Big fan of that.
Yeah, we love that, John. John always tells us things that we didn't know.
Yeah.
Well,
we
you
love
know,
hearing
it's,
that.
It's not
we didn't know that, John.
Gonzalez. You know, for the minimum, that's not.
I mean, Gonzalez has been unbelievable. I mean, look at his numbers compared to Jay Bruce. No, compared to Jay Bruce, he has.
Well, professional at bat. He's not embarrassing anybody.
I mean, he's also old and slow, but you know.
He's old and slow, but you know what?
As is many.
There's a radio guy in L.A. who made fun of his speed and
who's that again?
This guy's in his 30s and he made fun of it and Adrian Gonzalez couldn't take it anymore and challenged him to a race.
Really?
And he blew him away.
Well,
not
there's no doubt. And
he
I
made
played,
a nice play at first base last night,
he
too.
Did.
He beat Brinson to the base, and Brinson is fast.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
John, I'll tell you,
pro.
I'm 34 years old, and I play baseball every Sunday. There is not a doubt in my mind that if I raced Adrian Gonzalez, he would destroy me.
Yep.
Not a doubt in my
sure.
mind.
I agree with you.
Because I think we watch baseball, watch sports.
These guys are professional athletes.
Yeah, he's
right.
It's a different world.
He may not be fast in the terms of Lewis Brinson or Jose Reyes, even.
No. Or Rosario.
Or anybody.
Right.
But in terms of me and you and Ernie, I bet you Gonzalez would just destroy us.
No question
destroy.
About it. He's
I
a
mean,
professional
well, the
athlete.
The radio guy in L.A. thought he would beat him. And
he's an idiot.
Route, from what I was described to me, even by the radio guy, he was laughing about it. It was like a 50-yard dash, and he lost by 20 yards.
So, that's tough to do.
Yeah. There was a guy at MLB.com who thought he was going to challenge Brady Anderson in a race. That was really something.
Is that when Brady was doing steroids?
That was a winter meetings. No, but he's 50 years old. And
Brady's 50 now?
In Orlando, and they
went
in the
50 home runs
lot,
he hit that
and,
one year.
Brady had such a big lead that he turned around halfway through and went backwards.
Oh, is that true?
That's great.
I witnessed that one.
Did you?
John, would you say Gleyber Torres is a great player or the greatest player? How would you go with that?
Of all time?
Yeah.
He's below Mantle, but better than everybody else.
Okay.
Below Mickey. Was that your guy growing up, John? You a Mickey guy?
I was.
Yeah,
I'm old enough, yes.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Mickey was my favorite player. Then I transitioned to Mercer, then to Guidry, Gamblis.
So we have just found out something that I didn't really know before.
Oh yeah,
that I'm old.
You were a Yankee fan.
I was a Yankee fan growing up on Long Island. I was a contrarian. I was surrounded by Mets fans on Long Island, and I went Yankees. It wasn't that they were great at the time either.
They weren't. It was the down period. Right. It was the Horace Clark years. I understand.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I didn't know that about
Mantle,
John.
But okay.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mickey was, come on. Mickey was a shell at that point.
I guess so.
No, guess so. He was.
He was. guess.
Yeah. Didn't he hit 18 home runs?
His last year.
Yeah.
But he wasn't Mickey Mantle.
McLean grew.
Oh, that was tremendous. You remember watching that? That was on the game of the week on a Saturday. Do you remember
that? I do remember it, yes.
Oh, my God.
I picking up my newsday and reading about it.
And remember, I'll never forget, the next batter was Joe Pepitone. I think it was Joe Pepitone.
Wow, you have the lineup still? That's
well, I remember
good.
These things. Come on.
I
mean, I am a bastion of useless information. John.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool that he grooved it to him.
He did, but I got to tell you the story. You don't want to hear the rest of the story, John?
What?
The rest of the story is Joe Pepitone was the next hitter, and he basically told me, goes to Denny McClain, give me the ball right here, and Denny McClain basically threw it his head. So I just want to
tell
you.
I think that's fair. I think that did he knock off the toupee or
I didn't have a toupee. He was the first guy to bring a hair dryer in the locker room.
It was to dry his toupee.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, a little inside information.
No, I know.
You
weren't
expecting that kind of a scoop, were you?
I was a big Joe Pepitone guy. Even though I was a Met fan, because I'm Italian, I was a big Joe Pepitone guy.
Yeah. Well, the Yankees have a history of Italians.
They do.
Italians.
Yes, they do.
The biggest scoop I think we ever had is that John Heyman was a Yankee.
Tony Lazzari, Yeah,
maybe you could switch over to the Yankees.
No.
Okay, I just thought.
Yeah,
Piazza.
And Yogi did manage, too.
Right.
Two World Series, even though he screwed up managing in that World Series.
Yeah, he kind of did, yeah.
What are your thoughts on what Gleyber's done? Because it really is incredible.
Fantastic.
The guy, I don't think he'd ever hit more than 10 or 11 home runs in the minor leagues, and here he is hitting a home run every night.
Fantastic. I know he picked on poor Bart, who, by the way, turns 45 today. So happy birthday to Bart.
Happy birthday, Bart.
We think he's 45 anyway.
Yeah. Well, you think he's older? 45 is pretty good to be playing Major League Baseball.
You know what? He could be 50 for all we know.
He might be. I don't know. Well, he's been playing for a long time.
Yes.
I don't know. So, Gleyber is fantastic. He's great. That was a great trade for both sides. I know, you know.
Especially when you get the guy back you traded him for. That's pretty good, though.
Right. Terrific. They did a great job. It was the quickest rebuild ever. I mean, people could say the Yankees have the advantage of the money, but you know what? They did a fantastic job there. And they have a great second baseman for the future. I think they have a great third baseman for the future. The first baseman, if he stays healthy, he has the potential to be great. We know what Didi can do. It's an amazing lineup, but they're in a dogfight. Boston's pretty good. J.D. Martinez and Betts are together, combined, doing even more than Judge and Stanton to this point.
No, those guys have been great. Going back to that trade, all right, so I think we'd all admit because the Cubs won the World Series, it's fine. They're not going to regret
it. Of course.
Even
they
if
hadn't
Gleyber
won the World Series since 1908, isn't it?
The year I was born, right. We got back to that year.
I understand that.
Yes.
With that said, let's go back into a time machine. At the time, most Yankee fans calling this station wanted a different guy. And the Cubs were unwilling to give up that different guy. And that guy is Kyle Schwarber, who is a nice Major League Baseball player. He's nice. He's adorable. Right now.
He's adorable.
He's a nice, you know, it's like, he's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the word adorable for any Major League Baseball
player. Well, I'm using sarcasm.
I'm just saying.
As part of it.
I wouldn't use that.
I don't actually mean he's adorable, even though the guy did lose a lot of weight.
Right.
But looking back on that, let's play a little Monday morning quarterbacking. Would you, John? If you're Theo Epstein, and you had a chance to trade Kyle Schwarber as opposed to Gleyber Torres, would you do it?
Well, now, yeah. I mean, Okay. Obviously, that would have been better to trade Schwarber if you're the Cubs.
And if you're the Yankees, you probably say, yeah, Schwarber's
okay. Oh, they would have done it. No, but they would have done it then.
They would have done it. They wanted him more than
Gleyber
Torres.
No, I know they did.
Right?
The values change over a year, 2 years, especially with Torres, who was a teenager at the time. So,
right. It's like your personality has changed over the years.
I think getting Torres, though. I don't think they were disappointed. So, you know, they identified him as well. Schwarber was untouchable at the point. So things change, you know.
It's like we said, John, your personality has changed over the years.
I was a real drip when I started.
We've even had callers that have commented on the difference in you now.
Oh, you know, I get people stop me on the streets at the winter meetings. People come up. They come up to me and talk about you guys. Nothing else. I do other things, but nobody knows about them except for this. So I thank you for that.
Well,
I mean, no offense, debating Brian Kenny on MLB Network is not going to get that same kind of juice.
You're not getting the same.
I love BK. I mean, he's wrong about everything, but he's a terrific
everything.
Broadcaster.
There you go.
Everything.
It's great.
But he's a terrific broadcaster.
I got to give Kenny credit
Willie
on this.
Mays had a lousy war, right?
I don't think so, no. I don't think that's... The one that I always bring up is
who?
Jeter and Whitaker. Lou Whitaker has a better war than Jeter.
Okay.
That's a
bad one. But there are a lot of bad
With that said, I was watching a clip, a YouTube clip of Brian Kenny debating our old buddy, who I love, Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Right, okay.
And I have to admit this. I thought Kenny killed Dog. I thought Dog looked like a complete fool. And so even though I'm more partial.
Chris is a huge baseball guy.
Yeah, no, and Dog's point was just so stupid. I mean, I love the guy, but it was so asinine. And I thought Kenny made him look bad, and I'm clearly rooting for Dog over Kenny. It's not even close.
Right.
But so I give Kenny credit on that. I thought he just bloodied up Dog. I thought he made him look really, really bad. It was about the Rays and how they used Romo to start a game. And the debate was, it didn't go well. A Dog's point basically was, hey, listen, they're the Rays, it's May, why are they even trying to win? That was his point.
Man.
They're trying to win, it's May, why shouldn't they try to win?
Right.
The hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that does sound pretty asinine.
It was asinine.
We all love Dog, but
love Dog.
You know, I've seen these debates, and he knows baseball. He definitely knows baseball.
No question.
I mean, Kenny, I think he spends all day thinking about these things.
He's got too much time on his hands, you know?
He needs to get out more. He's got five kids.
Kenny needs to get out more.
He lives in a manse somewhere there in middle New Jersey. I don't know.
He's got five kids.
He lives in a mansion?
He does.
Or when you said manse, maybe that's a half a mansion.
Architectural Digest or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
So you know you made it. With your house.
I guess so.
It's like a museum.
Yeah. Sounds like Francesca. Yeah, I got my house.
I see my house. Okay.
I was on the cover of Architectural Digest.
You know, he's on Twitter now, Mike. Did you know that, John?
I've seen the tweets.
Have you?
He isn't following anyone yet, though, so I'm not.
Are you following him?
I haven't been insulted yet, since I'm in a big group of people he's not following.
Are you following him?
I am.
Okay.
I am, yes.
Well, Mike has tweeted a few things today, and one of which was about that. Here was the tweet from about an hour ago. In my first couple of days, this has been Twitter on training wheels. Just a couple of tweets. Haven't activated 80% of the features. In other words, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, nothing yet. Okay.
So he's
all right. Well, he's talking a big game. Let's see. We'll see what happens here.
He's a tweeting fool. He tweets every hour or so about everything, whether it's the NBA or the NFL or Donald Trump or baseball or the Mets. He's all over the place.
Yeah, he's got some good ones. I have to say, I got to say, he's got some good ones. I'm waiting to see who he's following.
Nobody.
He's got 60,000 followers already, I think, right?
Oh yeah, he's at 69. He's going to get to 70 by the end of the day.
Wow,
that's pretty good.
It really is. It's incredible. 70,000 followers.
More than Keith, though, because Keith's is really fantastic. I mean, he does an incredible job.
Right now, at this
Keith's
moment,
Keith's also got a book out. Mike doesn't have that yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, but he's got an app. He's got an app.
Right,
He's got an app. Right now, Keith Hernandez is just a little bit ahead of Mike. He's at 74,723. Wow. So there's a chance Mike's going to catch Keith.
Does seem that way. That seems to be the trend. Well, good for Mike. I mean, I don't know. I got to tell you, Keith is one of my favorites.
So you're Mike isn't one of your favorites, though.
So he's probably he's got the training wheels on, like he said, and he's done some pretty good ones, but... We'll be watching.
I think Mike got off to a start that I was like, it's okay. But I thought there were a couple of tweets last night that were really good because it sounded like him. I was reading it, and in my head, I could hear
him saying it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the key. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it starts to sound
he does
like
his own tweets. We're figuring he doesn't have an assistant do the tweets.
No, definitely, because there are grammar mistakes. There's an occasional spelling mistake.
He's better than me on that. The typos. I'm worse than him, so I got to give him that.
It's all right. It's Twitter. I mean, seriously, it's not a big deal. So. I'm not criticizing him for it. I'm sure I make plenty too. Oh, well, who do I care? It's just Twitter.
That's a good point.
Do you think there's any chance, barring injury, that Cole Hamels remains on the Texas Rangers past July 31st?
No, I don't think so.
So he's a lock to be traded.
He's the best guy out there. It's a thin market. They need to do something. They're clearly not a contender. So, I'd say no chance. He does have a pretty big no trade. I think there's only 8 or 9 teams, but he's made it clear that he's open. He's open to it. And, you know, he had a no trade when he went, and he had rejected the Astros, so he probably might regret that at this point. It's hard to know the Astros were going to go from where they were to where they are now. So he's open at this point. Texas is one of many teams that's really not very good this year.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I think he had an audition the other night for the Yankees to go to the Yankees. Pitching that game against them 2 nights ago, he was tremendous.
Yeah,
and that
well.
Kind of was an audition to, you know, send me to the Bronx.
He's good. He's lost a mile an hour or two, but he is a very good pitcher still. And, the market is thin. I don't see Tampa really trading Archer, although we're going to speculate on that a lot. Duffy has got in the tank, so the Kansas City guys are not doing well. The White Sox really have nobody to trade in terms of the starting pitching. So, San Diego had slim pickings, Tyson Ross. I mean, the list that you're looking at, Hamels looks like the best one. Unless Baltimore, they may open it up and, you know, they got to really rebuild, so maybe they'll trade Bundy and Gausman. Still, to me, Hamels is the best guy to pick up for the stretch run for anybody.
Mm.
Can the Yankees get him without giving up? Now, they got to give up some prospects. They gave up prospects for Sonny Gray, but they didn't give up the top guys. So what kind of package do you think would it take to get him?
It wouldn't be as much as Sonny Gray because of the salary involved. Now, they can always work it out and figure it out and pay some of it or not pay some of it. Philly is paying some as it stands now, so it'll get a little complicated. But, he's making much more money than Gray. So presuming that the contract goes as is, it'll be less than that, I would say. But the market, the supply and demand means it'll be more than you would think it would be. Gray, I think they gave up a fair amount for him. Even though a couple of the guys were hurt at the time, there are some good players that went there with Mateo and Caprillion and Fowler. So, I think it'll be less than that.
Mm. Right now, would you say the Milwaukee Brewers are the best team in the National League right now?
I wouldn't say that. I guess they're playing the best. That's probably cheating. The National League, right, they don't have a great team right now.
No.
And they played the Diamondbacks. They've had a good schedule. There's something like 1-6 against the Cubs. So, I still think the Cubs and the Nats are the best teams. And I thought the Dodgers would be, but, of course, Evan was right on that. So, Milwaukee's good, though. They're pretty good. Their bullpen is the best. Their lineup on the field is good. I don't love their starting pitching. I still think they need to get somebody. They're
right.
Better than I would have
thought. Don't worry, they're playing the Mets this week. Their starting pitching will look great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know. We'll see. The Mets
no, but
do.
I,
they're
John,
due.
I think you...
It's only the Jets. It's only been 50 years.
Sure.
I think
both of you guys hit it right on the head.
They're like a library book that's been out for 35 years, so that's overdue.
Yeah, slightly.
Both of you guys are right, though. The Milwaukee Brewers starting pitching is very, very weak, but it will look good
right.
Over the next 4 days.
No question.
But I think that's overall why it's tough to look at the Brewers and think of them as a team that can go run through the National League and win a pennant, because as great as their bullpen is, and it is, I mean, Jeremy Jeffress, I think, has given up one run all season long. This Josh Hader is ridiculous. His strikeouts per nine innings have to be the highest we've ever seen. I mean, the guy's striking out everybody
like
he faces.
Right now, close to 18.
So just those two guys in general give you this lethal bullpen.
Right,
but,
Jeffress and Knebel also, right?
Yeah, and Corey Knebel came back from injury. But their rotation, I mean, who's their ace? Is Chase Anderson their
yes.
ace?
Yes. Chase Anderson Jalees is Chassin? Their ace, and he's back. And you know what? I went back and looked, and their starting pitching last year was average or a little bit better, and I think it's somewhere in there this year as well. I'm surprised. But if you have average starting pitching with that bullpen and that lineup, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess I'm
pretty good. I'm hesitant to say the best because you're right. I mean, they're starting pitching. They don't have anybody that you fear. They're just... average pitchers, basically.
Yeah, I think
Anderson's been pretty good. Though,
well, he gives up a home run every other inning. Outside of that, yeah, I guess he's been
right.
fine.
Other than that, he's good.
I mean, the guy gives up a home run every 5 seconds. He'll probably even give up a home run to the Mets, believe it or not.
That'll be the one run they score.
Exactly. That's how I made that clear.
<I'm>
he's
glad
not
you
giving
did.
Up 10 of them.
Right.
But I guess for them, if they make the playoffs, what would be tough is in a short series, are they going to be able to beat Max Scherzer when they're countering
I
with Jalees
so. That's why I had the Nats winning the league this year. I mean, you have Scherzer, you have Strasburg. I mean, even Gio's pretty good. The pitching is really good.
Gonzalez would be the Milwaukee Brewers' best pitcher, starting
he's
pitcher.
He's good. He was sixth in the Cy Young last year. He's a pretty good pitcher.
No, I know he is.
No, he's good. He kills the Mets.
Who doesn't these days?
Well,
better than you think.
No, we know.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You don't have to keep apologizing.
I feel bad.
You don't feel bad.
It could be worse. They're over 500. They're not out of it.
I don't want to hear it could be worse. I don't want to hear it. Of course,
everything
you can say
everything
anything.
Could be worse.
Of course.
Right.
No, you could lose your job and have no money, and it could still be worse.
Right.
Of course. You could be
dead,
John. I get it.
Could be the Orioles. That's right. You could be the White Sox. I understand.
It
could be the Royals. Right. I understand that.
It can always be worse in life.
Almost.
Other than being dead, it can always be worse.
Well, nobody's come back to tell us how bad it is if you're dead.
That's true.
We don't know that either.
We don't know. That's fair.
Well, if you're the Orioles, there are a couple teams that are really, really terrible.
How many? Last question before we let you go. The Mets
Are you going to ask me my NBA or NHL?
Oh, we'll get into that.
I promise that.
Oh, my God. Look at this. John now is volunteering this stuff.
He's making requests.
Wow.
Well, I touted that I would have these pictures.
All right.
All right, this is the last baseball question.
All right, then we'll get to the NBA and the NHL.
The Mets play 4 in Milwaukee and 4 in Atlanta, the two best teams in the National League. What record do they finish with over those 8 road games?
1-7?
5-3.
Where do I sign for that?
I'm looking to...
Boy, you are a positive dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're gonna show you guys something.
All right, well, that'd be nice. I'm signing for 5-3 right now.
Yeah, they've been listening, and they feel like they owe you something.
Yeah, great.
Right, Vegas against Washington, Stanley Cup Finals. Go ahead.
I got to go Vegas.
Okay, how many games?
I'm excited about that. Is that a best of 7?
Yeah, come on. You didn't say that, did you?
Is it
a best of 7?
Well,
what are you kidding? What do you think it was?
Best of 9?
In hockey,
what do you think it was, 2 out of 3? Best of John. I love you, John. I really do.
Well, I'm a busy man.
Come on.
I'm not as busy as Brian Kenny or...
Believe me, Kenny knew it was a best of 7. Even if he knows nothing about hockey.
And and Washington were in the finals.
Right, you did know that. That's very good.
I did know that.
All right, how about the NBA? First
of all,
let's ask you.
Who I picked there? I had the Boston.
Oh, you're picking Vegas. Well, no, hold on. You're picking Vegas. So Boston will beat Cleveland. Does it go seven or no?
Yeah.
So Cleveland will win game six.
I think so. I think Boston will win in seven, and I think Golden State will win in seven.
Okay.
And we'll save the Boston Golden State.
And who wins
State?
The NBA title?
You I mean, you got to go with Golden State.
You do. When you were growing up, were you with the basketball at all?
Oh, yeah, huge.
You were a Celtic fan, I guarantee it.
No. I was a Knicks fan.
Really?
Of course.
No, of course. Of course.
Yeah, all right. Golden State disappointed me. When it was the finals, I went with the Bullets. Weren't they playing the Bullets or something? I don't think they can name a team the Bullets these days.
They swept them that year. That was 1975.
I bet a dollar with Jerry the bartender.
Right, that's just 1975, John.
Willow Tavern, my friend's uncle.
Right.
And I lost. They were swept. 4-0. Golden State won.
Rick Barry, Jamal Wilkes.
He let me off. He didn't. Yes. Yeah, I didn't think that team was very good. It was just Rick Barry, really, basically.
Well, they had Keith Wilkes, who became Jamal Wilkes, who was a tremendous player.
But what did I know? I was probably 14 years old. Yep. It turns out I knew nothing. Now I feel confident with my picks. And Golden State, at this point, I mean, how do you pick against them, right? I mean,
no, it's hard to pick against them. I'm with you.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But you think LeBron will go down? LeBron will go down in this series.
Yeah, I'm not blaming. I think LeBron is fantastic, unbelievable, equal to Jordan. I can't pick there, but yeah, he doesn't have a supporting cast, so he's finally not going to make the finals.
Okay, wow, John, that was good.
That was good analysis.
As I said, I'm not an expert in hockey like I am in basketball.
Right.
Or football. You guys know football.
John, we know. We can't wait for the NFL to start so we can start getting your Thursday night picks again.
I know. It was so fantastic. I was like up to 8-3 or something, and then I lost the
And then you started to fade, John.
Fade, yeah. I tanked. I completely tanked.
Collapsed like the Mets last night. Like Jairus Familia in a big spot.
Oh, my God.
Worse. I went with my heart. I picked the Jets one time. Very stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Idiotic. John, great talking to you as always, my
John. Right, it's always a pleasure, John.
Yeah, same here, guys.
See John you. Heyman.
I tell you, his reports are now like, you know, it's unbelievable. I look forward to them every week now.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.